Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio. This is AM 1000 coming to you from Southern California. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, and we put this hour of radio together tonight for honoring our God, worshiping our God, reading our Bibles, and revering the Word of God, the Scripture according to the Bible. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we use the copy of the Bible called the NIV, or the New International Version, but there are many versions of the Bible that we recommend you would, if you have a copy, go and get a copy so we can read some scripture tonight and just love our Lord and share His truth in His Word. And so we'd like to start off with a prayer here at the 11th Hour Ministries on this Sunday evening in Southern California. Father God, please forgive us for all the sins that we've committed to this moment in time. God, there's a lot of people who are listening tonight, God, that are in pain and have fear and anger and all kinds of things where they just feel separate from you, God, and separate from goodness and hope. And God, you tell us in your promises that you give us new hope and a new life and you make us a new creation. And God, we pray tonight that this the society that we live in, God, would turn a new leaf and all people would turn to you and read your word, share your word, love you, follow your commands and your decrees, and become one nation united in your name so that we could take back this lost and dark world and have unity and peace and harmony and all things good, God. We know that Satan is the destroyer of all things good, and we know, God, that you are the creator of all things good and the protector of all things good. And so we pray for all this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. So here tonight at the KCEO Radio, the 11th Hour Ministries, we come to you from Southern California, and we highly recommend that anyone listening tonight, the really important thing about God and the Bible is that we don't want to do this alone. We want to be able to read our Bibles and absorb the Word of God, but we also want to have fellowship and community interaction with other Christians in the world, and especially in our communities. So we recommend that you would find yourselves a Bible-based church. One place that I do worship is called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, and that's in the north county of San Diego. And if anyone's ever in the area of the north county of anywhere in the San Diego region, frankly, we highly recommend that you would make your way to the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. They are a gathering of people at this church that absolutely love God. They follow the rules of the Bible according to the Word of God, and God is just absolutely blessing the activity inside this building. We know for sure that He's alive and well there. You can feel Him when you come in the door, no question about it. And so tonight, we've been saying throughout the programs on this radio station is that we really consider this the mystery of the gospel. And what the reason why we call it a mystery is that only God knows what His intentions are for each of our lives and the direction He wants us to go. And when we do things on our own, when we rely on our own wisdom, generally speaking, there's a void in our hearts that it can't be filled without the truth and the Word of God being investigated and worn on our hearts. And so, in a mysterious way, God will show us His will and His way for our lives through the Word when we get a good, straight, clean heart, repent from our sins, read His Word, and apply it to our lives. We also call this a 20th century application to timeless instruction. And the reason why is because the Bible, the words that are written in this book, Bible tells us that the hands of the men that wrote the Bible were carried by the Holy Spirit and wrote every word in this book, and not one word is missing, and there's not an extra word in the Bible, according to Scripture. And we say that, you know, if you're really seeking true understanding of your life, true peace, true understanding and passion and love of God, it's all about the Bible. So So here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we believe if it's in the Bible, we believe it, and if it's not, we don't. It's that simple. Scripture is what does the work. It's God through the Bible who does miraculous things in people's lives. We call this program A Miracle in Motion, and the reason for that is that when we read the Spirit, when we read the Bible, the Spirit of God is alive and well and working within us, and it's just absolutely amazing. I've seen so many people's lives transformed when they get into the Word, and well, first of all, when they repent from their behavior, this typical behavior of a man when he's going on his own will or his own desires or his own wisdom, when someone finally comes to a place where they want to fill the void that cannot be filled with anything else, they submit their lives to Jesus and the Word of God, and miracles take place. And I've seen one after another. It's just absolutely amazing. So here on the 11th Hour Ministries, we have no sponsors, and we don't take anyone's money. And the reason for that is we're just here to love our Lord and share His truth and His Word. And so tonight we're gonna do something a little different. We're gonna actually open the phone lines to. We've been doing numerous shows here on KCEO, and we're gonna open the phone lines to see if there's anyone out there tonight who wants to call in with an anonymous prayer request or a comment about the program or a comment how God has moved powerfully in their lives. And we're looking tonight to have someone who has never called in before come and reach us here at the station. So the phone number here is 760-720-5236. Again, that is 760-720-5236. And so we really are eager to hear from anyone who may be listening who has something on their heart that they want to share with us, or go on to, just give us any comments you have. Like I said, prayer requests here at the 11th Hour Ministries. If you want to stay anonymous, we don't generally use anything but first names, and it's a great, great thing that we are looking to try to, share with you folks tonight. In the meantime, people may know that there's a couple called Josephine and Arthur who live in Texas, who we've gotten word actually had to clear out of their town. There were mandatory evacuations due to this Hurricane Ike. So we know they're not listening to the program tonight, but we do ask that people say prayers for all the people that have been given evacuation commands down there in Texas. And we pray for all the people that are displaced. And there's a very hard thing that they all have to go through with all these hurricanes and things of that nature. So let our prayers be with them. There's also a gentleman whose name is Stephen, and he actually lives in South Carolina, and we'd like to pray for him tonight. He's got some special health needs. Here's a man who has had 4 kidney transplants, an awesome man of God. He's been since 16 years old. He's had all kinds of health issues. He's now in near 50, and he's getting ready to go through another round of medical treatment for 2 shoulder operations. And so we just want to lift this brother up in prayer and ask that God be with him and keep him strong and healthy. And he obviously has more work to do on this planet. He's been a very inspirational person to so many in his lifetime with God in his heart. And so we pray that God just send a special angel to keep company with Stephen. So tonight we're going to do, like I said, something a little bit different. We're going to open the phone lines to see if there's anyone out there who wants to give a shout. The phone number is 760-720-5236, and that's 760-720-5236. We have played quite a few songs on the radio during this course of this program that's been on air, and the songs that we've played are pretty thought-provoking. So we thought tonight that we would rewind the tape a little bit and go back and play some of the songs that have had meaning to us here at the 11th Hour Ministries, and see if they don't have an impact in your hearts too, or if this just brings up good memories of, times in our lives when you can recall hearing this song. Maybe you're at a place that you recall hearing it, or a certain time in your life in your heart. So we're going to go ahead and play a song tonight that is that's pretty powerful medicine, and we're gonna take a listen right now.
Long ago, about the kingdom on the mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, tell it in the name of justify it in the end. What we had a trumpet blowing, come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after, one sin soldier rides away. Those people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for unexposed for which they killed. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountains, all the riches every day. Now the valley cries the banger, mount your horses, draw your sword, and they kill the mountain people. They won their just reward. Now they stood beside the treasure on the mountain, dark and red. Its honor was all it said. Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end.
Wow, what a powerful song. You know, it's funny how the song describes how the people of the land who just wanted to share goodness and wholesomeness and things of that nature, and here came the strangers who rode in, and out of their greed they went and killed and raped and pillaged, and only to find that it was only goodness that the townsfolk wanted to share. How ironic. Seems like our world is going to a place where nobody really cares about each other. It's just, you know, me, 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 and the rat race. We call it the rat race. What a shame. I wonder how God feels about that term. I'm sure it makes him cry every time he hears it. But again, I just wanted to share some amazing scripture here that I saw here in Psalms. This is Psalms 37:6. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. And if you, Psalms is just such an amazing part of the Bible. There's more here that I'd like to read, and that is, it's 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. 34:17, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. That's Psalms 34:17. The righteousness cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Can you imagine? Is there anyone else on the planet Earth or anything else that you can, that you know a promise that can't be broken and won't be broken that can deliver you from all your troubles? Well, there's the guarantee right there. That's why we call this a miracle in motion. Every word of Scripture is pure and true. God cannot and will not break a promise. And every person who, every knee that bows to the Lord, every person who turns to him will be absolutely super blessed. And here's another psalm that's just phenomenal. It's quite common. This could be one that you've heard in the past. This is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You know, that's why we're here. There's so much awesome scripture. And it's a lifetime journey. We call it walking with the Lord. Is, you know, to be able to understand that God, this is a love letter from God to us, and he just wants to share his love. And when you get connected to the Bible, when you actually open it up and read it for yourself and start a one-on-one relationship with our God, he absolutely will transform your hearts. And so now there's a three-song combination that we are going to want to play for you. And this is a really interesting collection of music that is going to be very likely that you've heard in the past. It's actually, the artist is Johnny Cash. And you have to keep in mind, is Johnny Cash, he wore black for the remainder of the second half of his career. And he went to prisons and places where it was dark and gloomy. And he wanted to bring God's love there. And so, you know, this is just a reflection of how Johnny Cash, a man who got called by God, who wanted to do his work and share his truth and his love, had expressed himself. And so here we go with the three-song combination.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
Now there's a blast from the past. You know, Johnny Cash, what an awesome guy. He wrote these songs, and I believe they were just from his heart, and he was trying to relay a message, which is, you know, where are we without Christ in our hearts? Where are we? Where would we be in this world today without Jesus in our lives, without the Bible in our lives? And for those of us who don't know him, you have no idea what you're missing. It's just one of those types of things where you have to do it yourself to experience it, but when you feel just a glimmer of the love of God and the truth of God, it's just so freeing, and it's such an amazing, amazing thing. And God just continues to super bless an effort to turn to him. And so now this song here actually is one that sort of shifts gears a little bit. That song about, you know, your own personal Jesus. We all have to have a personal relationship with Jesus in order to have him be one-on-one with us. But you know, it's interesting is this one is where the level that God went to show his love for us, and the level that our brother Jesus went to show his love for us. And so here we go again. Next song, Johnny Cash.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? From the cross, were you there when they took him from the cross? When they took him from the cross.
Okay, so there we go, folks. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? I mean, imagine the amount of love that our Father God had to offer His child, His only Son, to be crucified for our sin, and His blood was shed for all mankind's sin, and Jesus accepted the challenge, coming from heaven, as glorious of a place as there ever will be. Out of his comfort zone there to this earth to be spat on and just defiled and beat and hung on a cross and die for all of our sin. And so that's just another amazing, you know, tune that brings us close to the purpose of a God in our lives and the heart for God. So now we go to Deuteronomy 28, and it says here, blessings for obedience. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all His commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And it goes on to list many, many blessings. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock. So at Deuteronomy 28:15, though, it also talks about the curses for disobedience. And believe you me, there are no question about it. This is real, and it's not to be toyed with, and God's not kidding. And this is what it says in Deuteronomy 28:15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all His commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading through will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. The Lord will scatter you among all nations from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone, which neither you nor your fathers have known. Among those nations you will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing, and a despairing heart. You will live in constant suspense, filled with dread both night and day, never sure of your life. In the morning you will say, if only it were evening, and in the evening, if only it were morning, because of the terror that will fill your hearts and the sights that your eyes will see. Now, the reason that I go into that scripture is that Johnny Cash, once again, there's another tune that he sang that really, really gets, this one pretty much sums it up, and I don't think it leaves a whole lot to our imagination. So here's the third song in a row, Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sleep. He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later we gotta cut you down. Sooner or later we gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, so as we know, you know, there's no minced words in the Bible, and God clearly tells us that, you know, in the way that he instructs us that we are to follow his word and follow his decrees and his commands, and you know, Jesus in the Bible says you're either with me or you're against me. The Bible says that whatever measure we use, it will be measured to us. And imagine, you know, if God was to give his only begotten son for all mankind's sin and sacrifice his son, and Jesus was to take the burden upon himself to die and be crucified and reborn to rise again for us, do you think that all those efforts would be something that they would not take very seriously? And that's what we're here tonight, is to, you know, just share the fact that our God is real, he's awesome, and he loves us, and so does our brother Jesus. And the Bible clearly says that God cannot and will not be mocked. And so the reason for the songs tonight and the scripture in between is that we're trying to just make the connection between, you know, where these songs may hit you in the heart, and as well that, you know, our God, it's fun to have a relationship with our God. It's awesome. We learn so much, and we walk hand in hand with him. And here in John 3:16, which is a very famous scripture that's used throughout the land, and this is one that a lot of people can relate to, is that it says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so it's really, the truth is that when we have enough, when we believe in Jesus, we will not perish. We will have eternal life, and God will bless our lives. Question is, every day when we're going along in our lives, can God bless our actions or thoughts, and will he bless our actions or thoughts? When's the last time that we were kind to a perfect stranger, or, you know, considered someone else in front of ourselves? I mean, these are all things that the Bible teaches us, and they're just awesome. And so one of the songs that we've played in the past that relates to all this is another awesome song. So we're going to let's play that right now. Thank you.
nails in your hands, the nails in your feet. Tell me how much you love me. The thorns in your brow, they tell me how you bore so much pain to love me. Until the heavens fade away, and all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. I want to say forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life in your heart. Forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life in your heart. Nails in your hands, nails in your feet. Tell me how much you love me. Thorns in your brow, they tell me how you are so much pain to love me. Until the heavens all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. I wanna say forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life. Forever my heart, forever my life, yours. Till the heavens fade away, and all your scars will still remain, and forever they will say just how much you love me. Wanna say forever my love, forever my heart, forever my life.
Okay, so here's another scripture that just absolutely, you know, quantifies how we feel about our God and His love to us. This is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back into the place from which I carried you into exile. Another awesome scripture, John, this is 1 John 4:7, God's love and ours. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed us his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son as an anointing sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God has so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this commandment, whoever loves God must also love his brother. And, you know, it's just, again, we're sharing some scripture and some tunes that go along with that tonight. And we're going to play one more song here that really just puts it all into perspective. And here we go. Let's kick back and listen.
Put your hand in the hand of a man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of a man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man in Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the cross where the carpenter cleared the temple, all the fires and the cellars were no different cellars than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know we're not the people we should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stills the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. But put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
before I reach the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm so close to heaven.
My daddy lived his life with three kids and a wife, and he did what he could do.
And he showed me just enough of what it takes to get me through.
Put your hands in the hands of a man who's dear to mother. Put your hand in the hand of the man in the palm to see you. Take care of yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man in the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man.
Okay. So now we're going to jump into 1 John. This is 1:8. We'll go 1:5. This is walking in the light. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. And then it goes on in 1 John 1:15, do not love the world. And this is one of the places that really impacted me when I was a young man living a worldly life. And I actually just thought that gaining all things of the world and beating the system of the world was the way to fame and fortune and happiness and all these type of things. And here's what the scripture says. And if I'd have read this, it would have helped me, saved me a 20 miles of bad road. Do not love the world. The Bible says here in 1 John 1:15, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. And so in my life, when I was made my transformation into going from a worldly man into a godly man, this song actually, which we played quite a bit early on, had a lot to do with that time and space in my life and has a great meaning in my heart.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. When they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
I don't come here.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the man that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different
before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't come here anymore. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now. We don't live here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the dad that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are different than before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to God.
Thanks to God.
We don't live here. No, thank God, we don't live here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary, we don't go here anymore. And thank God, I my whole life has changed since I got to know the Lord, and since I've submitted my life to Him. I was baptized and made a new creation in the Lord, baptized by immersion. Once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We're here tonight just revering our Lord, loving our Lord, and sharing His commands and precepts, and a couple tunes that go along with such awesome, awesome scripture. Here in Mark 12:29, this is the greatest commandment. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, and the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And thank you, God, for the grace and mercy that you show us and lavish upon us as your children in this world. There is no greater love than the love we have in God. And I believe this song right here just sums it up.
My chains are gone. like a flood, mercy and grace, unending love, amazing grace.
Seventh Hour Ministries, KCEO Radio, AM 1000, Southern California. That's our time for the week. We consider it a privilege to be able to share the Lord's love and His word with all of you here on the 11th Hour Ministries. God bless you and bless your week. Amen.